Hello, everybody. Dave Burke here, the Dave Burke Podcast on FirstStarFootballReport.com, sponsored by First Star Logistics. If you're looking for a career change, be sure to check out the folks at First Star Logistics. Go to FirstStarLogistics.com. They are looking for people, quality people, to fill positions as drivers and owner-operators, logistics account executives, and they're looking for billing and customer service people. I've had the chance to know this company for a couple years now and can speak very highly about the quality of people you'll come in contact there. And we want to thank them at FirstStarFootballReport.com, as they are the one title sponsor of the site, but they've also been the sponsor of our Player of the Week voting we've done. And we've got some awards and some exciting news coming with all that here in the next week or two as we get out to some schools and present those awards to those players. You guys, the fans, have voted as our overall First Star Logistics Players of the Week. So we're going to talk in this podcast today, playoff football. It's that time of year. The regular season's quickly gone by, like it does every year. You sit there 1 minute, you're in late August. Next thing you know, here we are in November, and the weather's changing, and we've got 5 weeks of football left. We're going to crown some state champions, and we always hope some of those champions come out of Southwest Ohio. And in this podcast today, we're going to talk about Division I, Region II, and three teams from Southwest Ohio coming in Region II with games Friday night. So we're going to be back and talk about more of those after this word from First Star Logistics.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team.
All right, again, we want to thank First Star Logistics for everything they do. We're going to get into what you all came to listen to. We're going to talk about Division I, Region II playoff action, week one of the playoffs. We're going to open up talking probably the, you know, there's been some changes when you start looking at how teams were structured in the Southwest Ohio area. Division I used to be all the teams are pretty much in Region IV in Division I. Then you saw some changes where they moved some teams around up into Region III over in the Columbus area. And this year, the restructuring has teams from the Dayton area, especially in Region II, which pits them against teams from some from the Columbus area, some from the Toledo area. We're going to start with, you know, looking at three games in this out of Southwest Ohio teams. First one we're going to talk about is the number 2 seed Toledo Whitmer will play Northmont. And Northmont has to make the drive all the way up to Toledo, Lucas County. Long drive up I-75 for the Thunderbolts. But this game is one of those ones you look at. Whitmer comes in 9-1. Northmont 6-4 out of the Greater Western Ohio Conference. And let's look about this Thunderbolt team. They love to throw the football. Senior quarterback Keaton Kiesling, he's thrown for over 2,700 yards, 30 touchdowns. And you don't, you know, one thing you can tell about T-balls, and this goes back prior to Tony Broering taking over the program. This goes back from the days when Lance Snyder and his dad Mike Snyder came into the T-Bolt program and really brought a lot of the same things they did at Wayne over the years into Northmont and changed that program from being one of the worst programs in the region to a team that's competing in the GWOC or the old Western Ohio League and in also in Southwest Ohio for playoff positions over the years. Tony Broering has come in since taking over from Lance Snyder and kind of kept some of the same philosophies. They just love to throw the football. And you can see that when you look at the stats, you look at it, we talked about Kiesling, over 2,700 yards throwing, but this team has only ran the football for like just over 750 yards on the season. That's right, you heard me, 750 yards on the season. Now, Kiesling has two big targets in junior Marcus Allen, who's just under 1,000 yards receiving with 13 touchdowns, and senior Jazz Keys, one of the best names in the region, in the state, probably as far as a player. And Keys has 770 yards, 8 touchdowns on the season. One of the things you always know when a team throws the football is it can put their defense into some bad situations. This defense, one, has been without one of the top players in the state, Jaden Cameron, defensive lineman, who's committed to Northwestern. He kind of went out week 4. That was a major blow to the defense. But when you sit there and look at the numbers, what they've done, this team's only giving up on average 17 points a game, and that's huge. When you look at the situations that they put their defense in by throwing the football the way they do, the defense has really kind of held up and played solid football. Now, you look at the record, and it's 6-4. They got in. They're the number 7 seed, and you have to sit there and go, okay, Whitmer has a lot of advantages here. Home team, 9-1. But Northmont may be a team that can surprise Whitmer because of the way they throw the football. You have to make sure your secondary is on high alert against the Thunderbolts because they can bite you with the deep throw. They like to go vertical. They put up a lot of passing yards, but they really like to push the game vertical. So while they do the dink and dunks, they love to go vertical. And that's what's going to make this game an interesting game. If I had to pick a team, I'd say Whitmer is the favorite to win this game, but you just never know with Northmont. The next game we're going to look at, number 5 seed Springboro has to go on the road to number 4 seed Dublin Drone. And this is where you get that cross game where a team from the Dayton area going over to the Columbus area. And this is a matchup of two teams. Springboro, we had a chance to see them play Springfield and be shut out. Dublin Drone comes in 8-2. The Springboro Panthers 9-1. And this, you know, when you sit there and look at the records, you say, hey, these are two good teams. But then you start breaking down who they beat. And you look at, you know, Jerome, the teams they beat, they went a combined 37-43. Springboro, the teams they beat, went a combined 31-49. So you start looking at this game is probably pretty well evenly matched. You look at the Panthers offense, they're averaging just over 25 points a game. They stayed balanced. In the past, they love to throw the football. They become more and more balanced each year under Ryan Wilhite. This year, very balanced in the run and the passing game, averaging 25 points a game. Senior quarterback Landon Palmer, been very solid, hits a little over 70% of his throws, but only 13 touchdown passes. Now, the good part, 2 interceptions. You'll take that. But you would like to see more touchdown throws. His top target has been junior Titan Case. He's pulled down 52 receptions for over 700 yards, 7 touchdowns. But then again, you look at, you know, you get into maybe more running the football and scoring through the run. They're balanced. Player we really like in this game, and if you're going to this game and you're not familiar with the Springboro Panthers, Timmy Keezy Day is a kid that we saw against Springfield we really like. And we've seen him in some film previously from the season. Not the biggest guy, but pound for pound, probably one of the toughest players we've seen. And you're looking at a young man, he's got 12 rushing touchdowns, only 458 yards rushing. But he's got 73 total tackles on defense. And like I said, you know, this kid, you'd be looking at his combination of what he's done on the field, but then you look at his height and you can see why maybe you don't know about him. But he's going to make somebody a very nice player at the college level, probably not D1, but he's going to be getting some looks, heavy looks, Division II NAIA schools that are really going to want to see this guy in their uniform because he can do some things on the field and he's tough as nails. If we had to pick a winner, hard to go against, again, the home team, Dublin Drone. But the Panthers, you know, we saw them against Springfield. Springfield, one of the best teams. We're going to be talking about them here in a minute. We'd love to see the Panthers advance because that would give a matchup, again, between Springfield, we project, and Springboro. So hard to pick a winner here. our hearts with the Springboro Panthers, Coach Ryan Wilhite, young man, great coach, one of those coaches you root for, tries to do things the right way. The final game we're going to talk about in Division I Region 2 has number 8 Marysville, 6-4, traveling to Springfield to take on the number 1 seed, 9-1 Springfield Wildcats of Coach Maurice Douglas. Maurice Douglas has probably his best team at Springfield. And I say that because I think a lot is expected out of this team in these playoffs. And when you sit there and look at the Monarchs of Marysville, this is a tough test. And we say that because when you sit there and look at what they've done, they come in with a 6-4 record. And yeah, they're the 8th seed, but they didn't beat a single team with a winning record. And this Wildcat team we saw against Springboro, who we already talked about, 9-1 on the season, and Springfield shut them out. And when you sit there and look at this team, what Coach Douglas has done, they're playing defense. They've got some powerful offense. But let's talk defense. They were giving up just over 200 yards total a game. And they an average of just over 10 points a game. That is playing solid defense. Probably not on par with what we saw from Colerain a year ago, but that's some impressive defense. Offensively, they have been balanced, running the football and throwing the ball. And you look at just over 200 yards in both phases of the game, and they're putting it in the hands of a young sophomore quarterback, Tayshawn Smoot, who's been very impressive. Not the biggest guy you'll see, exceptionally strong arm, smooth. But what I'm impressed with is he's done a very good job taking care of the football. He's thrown for just under 2,000 yards, 15 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. And then when you look at what they do running the ball, Jeff Tolliver is leading the team just over 1,000 yards, and he's got 17 rushing touchdowns. But the player to watch, wide receiver Larry Stevens, committed to Toledo, 900 yards receiving, 9 touchdowns. He could have a big game in this one. He is one of the most underrated players, I feel, when you start there and look at the recruiting class of 2020. And that's not to take anything away that he's going to Toledo. This young man can play football. You're going to hear more about this guy going forward because he's a talent. And he may get some other schools. If Springfield can make a run, good chance Larry Stevens finds some more teams taking interest in him as a player. But we feel that, one, this bracket, when you sit there and look at the overall bracket, really favors Springfield. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens when you get away from the round one games, what these neutral sites are going to be depending on who advances. When you start looking at Region 2, because you've got teams from the Toledo area, you've got teams from the Dayton Springfield area, and then you've got the Columbus area. And it's going to be really interesting to see where they decide to go at that next round, depending on who advances. Because you sit there and you look at if things go planned with Springfield advancing, they're going to play the winner of Dublin Jerome Springboro. Springboro advances, that's pretty easy. You can put that in Dayton. You can put that in Pickwell. You can find a place to put that game. But then all of a sudden you get into Springfield, Dublin Jerome. Where do you play it? And then you look at the other round of the other brackets. Toledo Whitmer is taking on Northmont, with Dublin Kaufman taking on Perrysburg. So you still can see that'd be a little bit more interesting if a Northmont Perrysburg both advance out, or if you get a Whitmer Dublin Kaufman advancing out. Just makes things a little strange. Be interested to see how that comes to play. But those are the three games in Division I, Region 2 that we've focused on because they're the Southwest Ohio teams. Again, we really feel the Springfield Wildcats are the team to beat in Region 2. And I think the bracket lines up to where they should be able to advance out to the third week of the playoffs. And I would not be surprised to see them get to the semifinals of the state coming out of Region 2. Again, we thank you for listening to the Dave Burke Podcast on First Star Football Report, sponsored by First Star Logistics. We're going to have more of these breakdowns. We're going to talk about Division 1, Region 4, full of Southwest Ohio teams. And we'll also look at some of the other divisions and regions coming up this week. Thank you, everybody.